Welcome to episode 2.5 of Pennies in the Well. I'm your host, Saturn, and I will be your semi-psychotic Mad Hatter of the evening as we descend into a little darker space, a deeper part of the well tonight. Yes, this is a completely impulsive act. I had no plan to go recording tonight, but the rain is pouring down. The wind has been howling for days. Well, okay, a day, but the most amazing windstorm we had yesterday, last night. Spent some time climbing up on the roof with friends, actually, strangely enough. Now there are lessons to be learned in that. One is, if you're going to do something silly, always take a friend with you, because you never know when they're going to save your butt or vice versa. And of course, somebody has to be there so that when you tell the story, you have corroboration. That is a very hard word at the moment. It's corroborated, especially if you didn't actually take pictures. The other thing the friends, of course, are there for is to keep you from doing something particularly stupid. In this case, it was to not climb up on the higher part of the roof and go and try and fix a problem. Not that I was inclined to do so, but merely that the opportunity was there, and being not quite so stupid people en masse as a group, we all decided that would be foolish. As opposed to, I've mentioned previously that I work at a university, and the pub on our campus this last week lost its liquor license because it had been serving alcohol to underage students, and what these ever so smart students did, and this comes into that, aren't your friends supposed to stop you from doing things stupid? They got drunk and they tried to jump off the roof. Then they didn't want the cops called because, oh dear God, they were underage and drinking. I don't quite understand the rationality of it. I do to a level, takes me back a bit, think back to when I was 20 and the things that I thought, excuse me, were okay. But upon reflection, I go, wow, 20 years ago, I really didn't have my head screwed on straight or semi-straight. It was attached more by bungee cords, near as I can tell. I like to think that I have improved in my general intelligence, though I still own a knife or two or five. That'd be kitchen knives. With my proven track history of being really not so good with knives. So I guess we learn from some things, but not from others. Let's see, what else did I learn in the last couple of weeks? One is that I learned that we can actually, we can record for the studio at more than one person. So I did do an interview with Sloan and Tyson from Invisible House, and that's what I'm supposed to be working on this weekend when it comes to the podcast. Is it what I'm doing right now? No, I wasn't going to do it right now anyway. So in that sense, it's not like I'm stealing time away from prepping those for you, and they will come out April 8th, 9th, and 10th. And in order to be sure that I could actually do those interviews, I, of course, had to do a little testing of my own. And if you're going to do testing, always involve your coven mates. Why? Because they can't actually say no to you. So thank you, Tammy. Thank you, Holly, for being my guinea pigs. And, well, I think because I got you to agree to it, which I think was just a moment of foolishness on your part, I'm actually going to play for everyone what it sounds like when three silly people are hanging around testing a microphone working. Why? Because it amuses me, and hopefully it'll amuse a few other people too. So here you go. The very first testing of Pennies in the Well and its group interview capabilities.
All right.
I want to go.
Sit a little closer.
Okay. How close?
It's starting to make noticeable difference. So, if we were sitting here and talking and...
What would we talk about?
I don't know, dear. What do you think we would talk about?
Taking over the world.
What about you, Tammy? What would you talk about?
I have no idea.
No idea at all?
No idea.
Not even a smidgen?
Not when a there's pinch. A... No.
There's a snow there's globe. A
snow globe glowing at me.
Staring at you with maleficent eyes of red.
It's almost like octopus. Oh,
when it turned, how awesome.
No, I think it was the cat.
Yeah, unfortunately it was the cat. He caught the cord.
All right, so let's find out how this
And that, my dear listeners, is what three silly coven mates sound like when they have absolutely nothing to say, but are being forced, well, two of them in any case, being forced by their high priestess to test a piece of equipment for her so that she can go out and podcast at will, random will, 2.5 will. And if you're wondering why the 2.5, well, pretty much because we decided that the Book of the Law interviews would be episode 3, 4, and 5, since I wasn't actually going to be doing any interviews any podcasting between episode 2 and the Book of the Law, except that here I am doing just that, and I think we mentioned in the interview that it was episode 3, so here we are, episode 2.5, a little random piece of chaotic wonder coming your way. I am actually going to be very short tonight, so I can actually slip it out and get it out to you, just for crazy fun, because sometimes we have to do things that are a little outside of our normal plans. Gotta let go of the plan, have to let go of control, be a little bit silly. No, whole lot silly, a little bit crazy, and see what kind of magic we can stir out of that pot. So I'm going to share one other thing on my list of things that I have learned since we last spoke. And then we'll have a little break, and then I'm going to treat you to what inspired me to do the 2.5 podcast. So, and because I was so distracted by the insanity of this all, I completely forgot to say earlier on that I wanted to thank you all for downloading the show. It is, I can't say as always, because it hasn't been an always yet. It's only been 2.5 episodes. But it is an honor that you do me when you download the show, when you take the time to listen, and it is something that means a great deal to me. So I want you to know that. Feel free, send me email, penniesinthewell@gmail.com, or leave a comment, either Podcast Alley. I've now got all that working, except for the Podcast Pickle. That particular site doesn't like me. It appears to like me, but it doesn't actually like the show. So not sure that going there is going to do you any good. I did get up on iTunes. So all those wonderful places where you can actually leave a comment, or on the website itself, penniesinthewell.com. Please bear with me if I sound a little rough now and again. I have the cough and sore throat that will not die. So every now and again, I just break on up. Not that much I can do about that. So the other thing that I wanted to share with you on the things that I have learned actually happened on my birthday. So pretty much right after I finished the last podcast, for the second year in a row, I took as my birthday celebration, I gathered my friends together and we went and did ritual. And it last year was the first time I'd ever done that. I went to a place that's very sacred for me, goes back to my childhood, and I took a couple of, obviously my coven mates and another close friend, and did ritual in that place. And it was the most remarkable experience. So this year, learning from my past, I did the same thing. Different place, mind you, in this case, but I went and did ritual on my birthday, or at least the day of my birthday celebration. So no shit, there we were, headed into Burns Bog, which is something of a natural landmark, actually, around here. The conservationists are very concerned about it, and I'll probably put a link up in the show notes, assuming that I am that organized tonight, which I sincerely hope I can be, at least for a little while. And we were walking on a trail that led into the bog. At this point, it's a gravel trail that went underneath of an overpass, and being the wacky, crazy people that we are, we decided that that was the perfect place to do ritual to Hecate for the afternoon. So we got out the few instruments of ritual that I brought with, and we hunkered on down and lit a charcoal brick and used the Hecate incense that Sarah from Forest Grove Botanica had made up probably less than a week earlier. And she has information on her website, which is Forest Grove Botanica, ForestGroveBotanica.com. And she actually, in her blog on that site, talked about the making of that incense and actually the experience that we had with it. It is, the incense has belladonna in it, and that small amount of belladonna in it, with the small amount that we used in a very airy place, still caused a lovely altered state of consciousness that traveled with us as we entered the next stage of the ritual where we went walking through the bog itself. So this was a learning experience of a couple of areas. One in particular was really to respect the plants that we work with and nature that we work with. It can be very easy to go, yes, yes, we know that, you know, fire is hot and belladonna is a poison. But until I had actually personally encountered it, I didn't integrate that feeling as a real concept into my being. I mean, I knew belladonna was a poison, but I did not have the respect for it that I now have for it. Not that it did anything nasty to me, but the effect that it managed to have with such a small amount definitely makes that plant worthy of respect and something that I will keep in mind, not just for that plant, but for really any plant that I encounter. Never underestimate the power of the things in our world. So that was definitely a lesson. And then there was just some wonderful times of reaching into the natural world that came after that point, which is in part due to learning to use altered states of consciousness effectively as both a ritual tool and a spiritual development tool, which is a tricky business. And just because you're smoking pot does not mean that you are having a ritual or a spiritual experience. You have to learn how to have your spiritual experiences first, and then usually at that point, if you work at it, you can integrate the pot. There are probably people who disagree with me, but that has been my personal experience. And I think it's too easy for people to slip into casual use of hallucinogens in order to give themselves the illusion of spiritual growth. But that's probably a topic for another night. So that was my other experience, or my learning experience from the last couple of weeks. And aside from, again, another thank you for you to download this show, that's it for this intro segment. And I'm going to play you a little music, which I'll tell you about on the other side, because right now I don't know what it is, because we are living on the edge here at Pennies in the Well, episode 2.5. We don't know what's going to happen next. It's all a mystery.
And then winter turns to spring. It's not just the season, you know, it goes for everything.
Clouds can turn to rain and then it just might snow. You gotta take a lesson from Mother Nature, and if you do, you'll know.
When it's time to change, then it's time to change. Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see? When it's time to change,
okay, just kidding. Yes, that was the Brady Bunch. No, I'm not going to play all 2 minutes of it. But I had you a little spooked, though. We're still going to go for something a little crazy. We're going to go with some Arrogant Worms and Me Like Hockey. Yeah.
Hard 5 days a week, sweeping garbage from the streets. Come home, not one book to read, not enough pictures for me see. Sit right down in favorite chair,
wearing only underwear. Favorite night is Saturday night, 'cause me can watch hockey fights. Me like hockey! Me like hockey! Me not like pro basketball, 'cause me short and they all tall. Baseball bore me to the ground, except when players charge the mound. WrestleMania not so great. Me like to see The Rock skate. TV soccer not that hot. You play bad, then you get shot. Me like hockey.
Me like hockey.
Swedish players must be geeks, 'cause they still got home real teeth. Not like Finnish players' names. What's a Teemu anyway? Russians worse in history. Got stupid names like Valerie.
Me like Sergei Fedorov.
Oh. Me like him more if head were off. Ha ha ha! Me like hockey. Me like hockey.
We like hockey.
We like hockey.
Please, Mr. Linesman, let the players fight. 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 Let them 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 fight. Let them
French, come over, put game on. Argue, then we lay bet down. Got bag of chips and case of Bud. Should last till end of first period. But game go into overtime, and me not have a funny rhyme. Me try to make local joke, probably get face broke. Me like hockey! Me like hockey! Me like hockey! Me like hockey!
Hello, this is Firelight, creator of Inciting a Riot, the podcast. Come join the riot as I tackle tough issues in paganism, news, and living a modern, magical, middle-class life. Find the show on iTunes or become a rioter by following the blog at fire-lyte.blogspot.com. Inciting a Riot, lighting a fire under comfortable thinking.
Episode 2.5 of Pennies in the Well is brought to you by the tarot card, the Hierophant, and the Runestone. Nadir, or Need. Welcome back to episode 2.5 of Pennies in the Well. Thank you again for downloading and listening to the show. What you just heard was, yes, a little bit of the Brady Bunch. My inner insanity or Mad Hatter had once again snuck out and gave you a little bit of the Brady Bunch, which we quickly cut off, all things considered, and instead gave you that was Me Like Hockey from the Arrogant Worms, and the album, I believe, was Semi-Conducted. And you can find their music on www.arrogantworms.com. So now that we're into segment two, and I'm going to share with you what led me to this semi-madly inspired evening of sharing. And what it comes down to is tomorrow I have a class called Body Soul Sundays, and a lot of it is kind of Jungian work, a lot of archetype work, and the theme of these classes has been working with the Maiden, Mother, and Crone in the aspects of Persephone, Demeter, and Hecate, and yes, that is my pronunciation, not most people's. for Hecate, as opposed to Hecate. It's a personal inspired thing. Don't try and analyze it. There is no point. It just is the way I say her name. So one of the things that we were doing for this particular class was to write something, either a poem or an essay or something that expressed how we felt currently about the archetypes, any particular aspect that we wanted, having been working on them for the past many a month. So what you're going to hear is that piece of work that I wrote for the class tomorrow. And I'm going to give you a little bit of an introduction to it. It is from the point of view of Hades. So unfortunately, being female, I do not have a good male voice for it. So I hope you'll bear with me with that part. And the time frame involved, if you're familiar with the myth, is first there's Kore, who becomes Persephone after she goes into the underworld and becomes Hades' queen. But at the time that the myth starts, Kore is out dancing in the meadows, and she is stolen away by Hades, who had made an arrangement with Zeus. And after he steals her away, Demeter discovers this and goes through an intense period of mourning, and the whole world turns to winter and death. So, and it's Persephone's return that brings a spring each year, and because she ate some of the fruit of the pomegranate, and the myths vary as to exactly what number and such, she is required to return to the underworld each year. There was actually a fascinating aspect to the stealing away. In some versions, the word used is rape, and it was a very intense word for the people in the class. Not that it isn't for me as well, but in this particular case, I reacted to it differently, I think, than some of the women did. But it is interesting to note that there are different levels for things and for words. And when we talk about, you know, something like this rape, there are levels to take even that nasty, horrible word at. For instance, most of us tend to think of it as that very personal body violation that leaves the person who was raped broken and torn and brutalized and hopefully not dead, which is just a horrible thing to ever happen. Then there's the rape of the planet, which we have taken the idea of that rape and expanded it to how humanity handles living on this planet. At least it is used by some people in that way. There's a different way or another level at which to look at it in this particular case, and perhaps it's just that the use of the word rape itself is not appropriate, but it's also to take the idea of it as that radical change wherein the substance of a person has been so torn asunder that there is no returning to the person that you were before. The reason that I talk about this at a different level, because that's a fair description, I think, of a physical rape. But what it can mean for Kore in this instance is that she was torn away from her world and her being as the maiden and became the queen of the underworld as Persephone, which couldn't have happened without this radical ripping apart from her former life and change of self. In her particular case, this ended up being a good thing. Was it actually a physical rape, or was it a perception of terror based on the radical change without explanation? There is no telling at this point. Perhaps it's just a bad word to use. I do not, under any circumstance, mean to imply that there's anything good about rape. I want that to be very clear. While I may occasionally look at things like the word itself and play around with some other ways that it could be taken, when it comes to the actual act of rape, I do not mean to imply in any way, shape, or form that it is an okay thing, because it is not. So, that being said, the abduction, shall we say, of Persephone, or Kore, actually, that moment is where my my writing, actually. So this entreaty to Corey is what I called it on the fly, because I needed something to call it so that I could actually record it. That's from Hades as he's about to go to our world and steal the Corey away. So without any further ado, here is my little offering of inspiration for you this night. Silence, stark and white, and as wild as the newborn stallions running the length of the shore. Silence, once compelling and rich, sublime with its unlocked mysteries and deep song. Silence, my bitter friend, of years and ages and eons past and future bound. Bound I was and bound I shall be. The quickening of timeless blood, a gift. Oh, yes, a gift beyond comprehension, a change. Change within the interminable echoes that is my house of souls. Did I ask? My brother offer? Or the boundless seas of the deep dark that gave birth to the stars, the world, and my world beneath, did it bring her within reach? I have seen now the sun as newly met, though we have known each other since his birth. For it shines upon her. I hear the birdsong rejoicing in her dancing past, and I weep. For them or for me, does it matter? One of us will mourn. No other way it can be, no other path offered, no other dance can we enter into unless we are to deny the dance lying stillborn in its shell. I would see the spring pass to summer. I would see the blossom open wide its petals to the great earth, release its heady scent with the utter abandonment of certainty of purpose, watch the bee, unable to deny it, settle deep into its so soft form until it's coated with the essence, the pure living essence of the flower. Let that essence be shared with the next flower that lies, petals spread wide, wide without fear of pain or death. So utterly, baskingly certain of what it is. That is my gift to you, sweet daughter of spring. And when the flower peaks in its majesty, its highest existence reach, life satisfied beyond every measure I never thought to take, I will put my touch to it, that it may begin to descend into my realm, and there the countless flowers of the eons of timeless summer will become our marriage bed. The memories of soul upon soul, petal upon petal, will thicken and be our marriage bed. Glorious maiden, queen of summer, I would make you. My world glows, filled with the deep warmth in its heart, in my heart, a heart that trembles on the edge of forever barren or eternally aflame. For change came to me the moment I looked upon your face, the moment I felt your fingers slip into the deep earth and come closer to touching me. Let go the spring that weeps eternal. Let go the bonds of youth, of unindifferentiated potential that knows not itself. Let go the reflection of your mother. Together you are one, but apart you can become all. Rest not your heart in the light touch of a familiar hand, when to be released will awaken you to who you are meant to be. In my home is the summer captured, for the fullest moment of bloom is closest to my hand of death. My first touch is the most terrifying, the most intoxicating, the moment when I change the very existence of the object of my blessing. A gift. For a gift I will return. Give to me your love, my wife, and I will return the gift to all of man. I will give to them repose, respite, the retreat into winter. I will give them the blessings of endings to enjoy their beginnings once more. I will rip from them complacency so that they will feel the deepest levels of joy. I will show them the darkness, and at far too long last, they will sink into and adore the glory of your light. Come with me, beloved, and my home will be the land of summer, for all who you choose to join us. The time is now, my heart, the time for change, and then the time for choice. Let your fear course through you. Let it change you. Let it sweep away your life that was, until the fear itself is gone, for you who created it, needed it, lived by it, is no more. Thus does freedom come riding for you, riding up from the depths to break you of the bonds that hold you blind, small, never blooming. By my hand on your wrist, you will be swept up and set loose, boundaries lying where wisdom directs them, ever while the universe expands to hold your splendor contained for just one spark of time. Take my hand in truth, and freedom is yours. Bikore no longer. Become your deeper self. Become your truth. Release yourself. Choose. Choose who you will be. Choose. And so ends this random call to inspiration. I am signing off as Saturn, your Mad Hatter for the evening. I hope you have enjoyed episode 2.5 of Pennies in the Well. And for your listening pleasure on the way out, we're going to be listening to Clannad and a very unpronounceable title song, Kaivi Sin Don Te Sin, which has accents galore. And their website is www.clannad.ie, which is a bit unusual. And I hope you enjoyed the music. I hope you've enjoyed the little insanity of the evening of this episode of Pennies in the Well. And I hope that you have glorious dreams. Blessed be. Thank you.